Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself in frail humanity. Did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is October the 3rd, 2011. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. It is a great day. Again, we thank you for tuning in. Please call someone, text someone, let someone know I am on the air. Let's talk. Today, I do have the chat room open, so please feel free to log into chat, and you may post your comments, your concerns, and or if you have a question. And due to the sensitivity of the subject, if you do call in, I will not reveal your name unless you perhaps don't mind doing so. My email address is odd_against_you@yahoo.com. Thank you all for listening. Today we're going to continue our discussion on sexual abuse. As you know, last week we spoke about the blame shame factor. We discussed about the fears of being looked down upon as a result of being raped or sexually molested. We know that it can be considered a disgrace, depending on one's mindset, depending on your culture, depending on the region that you live in, depending on your religious background. So we know that depending on those factors, it can be a disgrace. That we tend to keep it a secret for the fear of being blamed or feeling ashamed of what has happened and being locked up in our minds, held prisoner, if you will. So let's continue our discussion, and we're going to talk about the conditions that encourage being open to talk, to speak, to disclose to our friends, our family, or a person that we trust. When we disclose, we become vulnerable. This brings about a fear because of the disapproval or the rejection that may arise because of the disclosure. So now, I speak to those who are in the position of support. I've been speaking to the survivor most of this up to this point. Let's speak to the person who is going to be in the role of a support or help, a friend or a family. My first tool here is most important. You need to accept what has been said, and do not judge. Now, and we're talking about being open, this person being open, and how we are to encourage them to open up. One of the things that we must do as being a support or being a friend or being a family to accept what has been said and do not judge. No matter what you feel, what has been said, whether you think it was poor thinking, whether you think it was poor judgment, whether you think it was poor decision-making, whether you think they shouldn't have been there, whether you think they shouldn't have wore that, whether you think they should have clearly said no, whatever the situation may be that you think in your head, what you do not do is you do not judge and you accept what has been said. We talked about last week about the blame shame factor in not asking, well, what did you have on? Or, you know, did you know this person? Or were you drinking? Those are contributing factors to blame and shame. And those things shut down that willingness, that encouragement to be open. Let the person know that they are still accepted and have value and that they are loved. Let them hear that you do not think less of them. So, again, we are to encourage them. We are to accept what they've said. We are to love on them, and we need to let them hear us say audibly out of our mouth that they are still valued, they are still loved, that you are not looking down upon them. So make sure that you maintain a balanced relationship as far as independent and dependency go. What do you mean by that, Evangelist? Well, let's talk about that. I'm speaking in reference to allowing them to help you in any way that they can. So, again, we're talking about them being valued, having value in the relationship prior to disclosure, prior to opening up. That person had value. There was a balance going on there. There was a give and take there. There was a dependent and an independence thing going on there. Do not allow that to go one way. Do not allow that relationship, that give and take, that independent, that dependency relationship fall through the cracks. Continue to allow this person to help you when they are able. So if you have a situation and you know that this person is skilled, this person is abled, this person is available, do not hesitate to call them, call upon them, ask them, seek them out, because they have now disclosed, because this makes this person, they're already feeling vulnerable that they've disclosed. So what the worst thing you can do is to take that power away from them. Remember, we talked about to the survivor having the power, taking control, and keeping the power. So you do not be a contributor of taking that power away. I'm talking to the support person. Okay, why? And I explained to you why this was important. It's important because of one, because if you do this or don't, one can become too dependent on the other, and we lose our sense of independence, and then you begin to deal with the insecurity attachment problem, meaning that this person develops an insecurity. And when they do that, ultimately this will end the relationship. Why? Because now the relationship has become out of balance. And when the relationship come out of balance, one, you're being pulled on. So you definitely want to make sure that you maintain this balance. And this sense of independence and dependence going on, this give and take in any relationship, especially now that they have disclosed, you do not want this relationship to become unbalanced. So we want to do what we can to be mindful of any triggers or states of mind or any insecurities. And one of the most other important things that we need to talk about as we talk about being encouraged, encouraging one to be open, and also on the end of being a support is the anniversary date. We never talk about the anniversary date. Why is this important? Because when the anniversary date comes around, you begin, the survivor that is, begins to re-experience the symptoms of the anniversary or prior to the anniversary or the event. They begin to re-experience those symptoms. So they may have mild triggers. They can be mild. They can be vague. And what they're experiencing are those traumatic experiences that become uncomfortable. Well, what could those triggers be? Triggers could be the weather. It could have been when it snowed. So now here we are. It is a year. It's snowing outside. That is a trigger. So now we're talking about this person being open, and they have disclosed to you. Now it's their anniversary, and you find that this person is beginning to pull away. They may begin to be a little bit more dependent. They may be a little bit more clingy or withdrawn. Another trick could be the holiday. If it happened around a holiday, it could be if the person was a student and they were in school and it was fall break. here we are, it's fall break. Not only is it fall, it's fall break, and this could be a trigger. The most important point here, I am trying to get you to recognize that these are cues and these are triggers. So as a support, and as we talk about being open and having dialogue with this person and accepting what they've said, being a good listener, we need to be aware of the anniversary date. We need to know that the anniversary date is actually coming so that we can be geared up for what may occur, because you just don't know how this person is going to respond. You don't know what state of mind this is going to put them in. Like we said, it could be very, very subtle. It could be very vague. It could be mild. They might not even realize that some of the things that they're doing, saying, or acting, feeling, they may not even recognize that these things are going on. So you as a support person, as a friend, as a family, as a counselor, be mindful. You are the support. You're helping them get through. Thank you. So, again, the important point here is to recognize that these are cues, that these cues and triggers may be taking place. Now, it is important, it is normal, and these things do pass, but we need to now, for the survivor needs to know, okay, it is the anniversary, I'm having some issues here, I'm beginning to experience, but guess what? It is not the event, it is just a memory, and that you are not in immediate danger. So what do? You need to go back and plug in all the tools that we just talked about. We've talked about all these tools that I have given you up to this point, and now it's time to put them into action. Okay, so we talked about, talking to our counselor. We talked about journaling. We talked about talking to our friends, our family. Oh, what about this one? We talked about using anger in a positive way. How about that? Remember, we talked about that it was important that we get that anger out. Yes. We talked about writing in our journal. So it is absolutely, absolutely welcome, those that are in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't leave. I need some company. We talked about those tools. So now we're going to put those tools to work. We talked about flyers and emails for the initial, but now it's the anniversary, so we're going to go back and use some of these other tools. For those who are in the chat room, if you've got questions, comments, please type. We talked about using our resources from within. When we first started, we talked about how the survivor takes control and keeps the power. So we talked about using our resources from within ourselves. We talked about using the resources in our environment. So if you had a counselor and that's one of the ways that you were able to cope and get through, then call that counselor. Because maybe you're not in counseling right now. So call the counselor and just say, may I make an appointment? It doesn't have to be long term. It could be maybe one. It could be two counseling sessions just to talk about how you're feeling. We can talk about. Or you could call a friend, someone that we talked about, someone that trusts. Now, remember, also, the person who is now the support person, be mindful what you say. You know, let them speak their mind. Let them talk those feelings out, because we have to get those feelings out. It is it is very hard as a survivor to be vulnerable, to express those feelings of disclosure. I know that was one of the hardest parts because think about it. You are a prisoner in your own mind. You've been locked up, and now you are free, and you don't want someone else to make you then retreat back to being locked up in your mind, because that is just an explosion waiting to happen. So definitely be mindful to allow this person to talk and express their feelings. Remember, we talked about the blame-shame factor. Always keep that in mind. Not allowing this person, not allowing anyone to make you feel ashamed of what has happened to you. Not allowing anyone to cause you to be defensive because of them asking questions that make you feel like you are the cause of your situation. And remember, we talked about there is no excuse for someone taking advantage of you against your will. None whatsoever. If you'll remember anything else I said, remember that. There are no clothes, no atmosphere that would cause someone to have reason, a valid reason, to take advantage of someone against their will. We also talked about various other tools that we can use within ourselves. Go for a walk, go jogging, play ball, play a sport. So these are some of the helpful tools that we've talked about in reference to making sure that, one, we're not being victim of the blame-shame factor. Number two, that we are in an environment that causes us to be safe and we are around people who allow us to be able to express our feelings and not allow and not have us bound in our mind, that we are not prisoners in our mind. We are not ashamed. We are not fearful. Now is the time to walk in freedom. I need for you to be mindful. I need you to take these tools and put them into practice. We talked about changing our environment. We talked about moving to a new residence. We talked about a lot of things up to this point. Remember, discussion is necessary in order for change to occur. People are out there willing to listen with open minds to new ideas, a long thought process, and I am saying we believe if we continue to have discussion, if we continue to have open dialogue, we can create an atmosphere that is less tolerable of rape, of molestation, of sexual abuse than years ago when it was hush-hush, don't talk about it, forget about it, pretend it didn't happen. We have to have open dialogue in order for change to occur. We must no longer walk with a secret, this deep, dark secret that is eating at your very inner being, that is eating at the very core, that is sucking the life right out of you. We must talk. We must talk about it. Wow, that was a lot. Okay, again, I'm giving you just a few tools that we can take that will allow us to be free, take control of our life, take control of our thoughts, walking in freedom and not fear, taking back the power, keeping the power, unlocking us from the prison that binds us. Is that you today? Are you keeping a secret? Is there someone that you know that is a victim of rape, sexual abuse, incest, molestation, child abuse, depression? Is there someone that you know that you can take these tools, that you can be that support for person for? Is there someone that you know? Call them up. Don't turn a deaf ear. Don't pretend like you don't know. Don't pretend like you don't see the scars. Don't pretend like you don't see the signs. Don't pretend like you don't hear the cry. Don't pretend like you can't help. There are things that you can do that you can help. Or maybe this person don't want help. How do you know if you never let them know that you are available to listen? They just want someone to talk to. They want someone they know that will not judge them, that will not look down upon them, that will not think less of them. And remember, we talked about making sure that there is a balance there and making sure that we keep a balance. We don't want it to become an unbalanced situation and then the relationship ends. Now they are vulnerable and then they all shut down. We don't want that to happen. So we want to be healthy. If you don't know what to say, then you go and find someone that you feel like is better qualified. If you just don't know what to say, then go ask somebody. We have not because we ask not. So please, please be that support person for somebody you know that is going through today, that is in a situation that they feel like they don't have anyone to talk to. It could be a child. It could be an adult. It could be your next door neighbor. It could be your coworker. It could be the lady in another department in your building. It could be the girl behind the counter at the grocery store. You just need to make yourself available and don't turn a deaf ear. Help somebody else. Help someone overcome. This is hard, but we gotta talk about it. We do no longer want to be bound, but we want to be free, and we want to walk in victory against whatever obstacle. We want to use these weapons to fight the battle so we can help the next person. We all have challenges in our life, but we do not have to be subject to anything or anybody that keeps us hurting, pain, angry. So we do not want to cause anybody to feel vulnerable. We don't want anybody to feel belittled. And we certainly don't want them to feel guilty. And we definitely don't want to let them feel ashamed. It is possible to walk in freedom and deliverance from the scars of sexual abuse and anger. And please, please be open. Encourage someone to open up on today. And if anything else is all said and done, please learn to forgive. Again, my email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Join me in 2 weeks right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Thank you for listening. Victory Against All Odds. You may Facebook me at facebook.com/victoryaao. Thank you for listening again. Until next time, you're listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a great day and walk in victory.
did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. came for you. He came to seek and save you. Want to accept?